T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Doug Peterson's appearance here is brought to you by AAA. Roadside is their strong side. Make AAA part of your game plan at AAA.com. On the line with us is head coach Doug Peterson. Hi, Doug.
Good morning, Angelo.
Doug, we're all going nuts over the game yesterday. Dying to ask you some questions.
Yeah.
First one, I know in the post-game news coverage, you hadn't seen the tape yet on the long plays, the big plays by the Vikings. Can you help us understand what happened on those plays now?
Yeah, I can after watching it. The first one was just the big one, big touchdown to Diggs was just the fact that they made a play. Honestly, there was nothing. We just got to have a sense of urgency there. We got to stay back. He ran past Rasul Douglas on the play, and Kirk Cousins put a ball where only Diggs, can make the catch. And so it was a great play by them. The second one, after the fourth down, I think they came back and scored right away. That one, and I believe Malcolm even made some comments after the game about it, that he was supposed to support Rasul on that play. It was a cover two, kind of a cloud look. He was supposed to be high over the top, and he bit up on the play fake and another route that was underneath it. So, Just a mistake there that obviously we have to fix.
Doug, how concerned overall are you with the performance of the secondary?
Well, I get the fact that everybody's pointing the finger at the secondary and probably rightfully so. I'll tell you this: if you look at the other side of the ball too, and special teams, there's enough going around. Offensively, was not a perfect game either. We had plays that we left on the field. We had third downs that were left out there that we had, should have had conversions on. We had fourth downs, fourth and twos that should have been converted. So there's enough, I think, if we're going to, point fingers, we don't point fingers here, but enough to fix, enough to correct that when we show our players tomorrow, we can get it done. So I understand the angst and with the secondary, there are some injuries. We're optimistic that some of these guys, some of our veteran players that we've had, will come back this week. We'll see where they're at after I meet with the doctors later this morning. And that's where we're at right now.
All right. I'll get back to that in a second. I'm just curious about the slow starts because a number came out now, Doug. It's very alarming. 5 of the 6 games so far, you guys have been down 10 or more in the first half. Have you thought about the possibility of not deferring and maybe getting your offense out there and building up some momentum right away?
Yeah, Angelo, I have. I've really thought hard about that and possibly even doing that and getting our offense out there. And I've even thought about doing more, no huddle, up-tempo stuff to start the game just to kind of get our team into a rhythm, get our offense into a rhythm. It's you can't put yourself in a hole, obviously, and be down 10-0. That's in this league. It's hard to overcome, so that's something that I'm considering.
All right. Couple of plays that happened in the game we're real curious about. You're coming back. You got a chance to tie the game on the drive. You got a 3rd-and-3 wide receiver screen. It looked very well covered. Is that a play where you need your quarterback to check out of that, Doug?
No, and Angela, I'll be honest with you. That was a play that I personally wish I had back, and I'll admit that to you. That's a bad decision by me, so I take ownership on that one. Carson did the right thing. The receivers did that. We actually called that play earlier in the game and got the first down, and we came back to it. 54, Kendricks was in the right position at that time and made the help, kind of make that tackle. So that one's on me.
All right, and the fake field goal, which a lot of people are talking about, Doug, you would do that again if you had the chance.
I would. I know you guys don't get the coach's copy or the TV copy or whatever you get on the field goal that we kicked previously in the first half. They gave us the look on that one. and the safety, number 41, actually went to the field side. So he gave us the proper look that we were looking for. And so we said, you know, Coach Phipp came to me and I said, yeah, let's do it. You know, let's get ourselves. It would have been a big play. And we got the look again. And what happened was the when Dallas released, when they saw the ball snap to Jake and Dallas released, the end guy that was on Dallas, yeah, he did rush like he was supposed to, but then he wheeled back and got in position. So it was a good play by them.
But Doug, you're confident that if you do get the ball to Goddard, he either scores or gets out of bounds?
He gets the first down and gives us another opportunity to shoot it to the end zone after that. Yes.
All right. There's one thing that happened in the ensuing drive. You're still within 24-20. They're coming down. Doug, I know it was quick. It was a 16-yard pass to Johnson near the sideline. He didn't catch the ball. You could see on the replay the ball hit the ground. What happened? Did you get a chance to look at that? And what happened with your communication with the replay people?
Yeah, that one, we in stadium, we didn't get the look. I know on TV, I think sometimes you guys get better looks than what we do in stadium. And so we did not get a proper look on that play.
All right, so you didn't. But if you now that you've seen it, would you have challenged it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously now looking back, it's a play that you would challenge and probably win.
All right, one thing that could really help that offense is a really fast guy named DeSean Jackson. Can you give us a sense for where he is right now in his recovery?
Yeah, you know, he's been running. He's been on, you know, running on land, which is, you know, we've had him in the pool. We've had him in what we call an Alter G, which is a body weight treadmill. You know, so we've had him running. He's been on land the last week, and he's feeling good. So I'm going to meet with my medical team, our doctors and trainers here in a little bit, and I'll probably have more of an update at noon press conference. But I'll tell you, he's getting close, and we're hopeful. I can't promise anything, but we're hopeful that he can make a return this week.
Doug, can you tell us, did he have surgery?
He did not.
He did not have surgery. Okay.
He did not have surgery.
All right. Did it help you at all that Dallas lost?
Anytime Dallas loses, it helps. You know, because here's the thing. This is, you know, I know the sky's fallen outside.
Yes.
You know, it's falling, and I get that, and the fans are reeling just a little bit, but you know, we're going down to Dallas, and our guys are going to be ready to play, and we're going to win that football game. And when we do, we're in first place in the NFC East. We control our own destiny. We're right where we need to be. Has it been perfect or beautiful or all of that? No. But all we got to do is try to be 1-0 this week, beat the Dallas Cowboys. We're in first place. And listen, they're reeling too. I mean, they're struggling too. They've dropped their last three games. So this will be an exciting football game.
You sound very confident about Sunday, Doc.
I have to be. I am. I see when I watch the tape, I put the tape on and I go, okay, there's coachable moments and there's teachable moments on the tape that we can get better at as an offense and as a defense. And I'm also, you know, optimistic that some of our, you know, injured players in the secondary will make a return this week, and we'll see. But yeah, I got to stay positive, not only for myself, but for the guys in the locker room.
All right, last thing, Doug. Overall, just kind of an overview. I know you want to be more than 3-3 at this point. What's most disappointing about the first six games? Overview.
I think for me, it's a little bit of the sloppiness in all three phases. You know, we haven't been as crisp on offense. We haven't been as sharp defensively. And then special teams. There's always been a player or two each game that is you know, hurt us on special teams. And so that to me is probably the thing that I look at and things that we can clean up. And obviously it starts with me and it starts with messaging to the team. And we talk about discipline all the time. We got to be disciplined athletes in our performance, in our jobs. We got to take ownership in our jobs. They got to come to work every day ready to go. And those are the messages that I got to continue to talk to the team about. So I look back and then, you know, we've had opportunities. The Atlanta game, we had opportunities. The Detroit game, we had opportunities there with some passes and things like that. And even yesterday, I can't tell you that we probably would have won the game, but it would have been a much better performance, I think, if we make some of these plays that we left out there.
I appreciate your honesty, Doug. Thank you. Good luck in Dallas. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Angelo. You bet.
Doug Peterson out. And I just need a minute here to illustrate why I really like this guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me first tell you that Doug Peterson was, he was brought to you by the Pennsylvania Lottery. Play fast, win instantly with Fast Play. New from the Pennsylvania Lottery. You got to be 18 or over. Please play responsibly. Benefits all the Pennsylvanians every day. There are not a lot of coaches or managers, I've done this thing long enough to know, mm-hmm. that are going to come right out and say to you, A, I think I got to stop deferring.
Yeah.
I got to take the ball first. He comes right out and tells it to you. He is so direct and honest with fans. I really appreciate it. Al, on the 3rd-and-3 play that everybody's frustrated by, I blew it. I should never have called that play at that point. I'm not putting it on Carson. I blame myself for that.
You don't get
a lot of guys who are comfortable enough in their skin mm-hmm. to say the things that Doug Peterson just said during that interview. I gave him full Al. I wasn't thrilled with him on Sunday. I'm happier with him today.
Yeah.
He was very honest with us on his answers.
And you're
going to
beat
so?
The Cowboys.
And I'm burying the lead on that.
Yeah.
He said we're going to beat the Cowboys.
Now
that right there is going to reverberate.
That's why
I followed it up. But he said I have to be. So he kind of said, "What do you want me to say? I'm not." But he did say we're going to go down there and we're going to beat the Cowboys. That's going to go a lot of places this morning.
Yep.
Let me.
I hope he's right.
There's a team across the street.
Yep.
That should get their PR in
yes.
order and figure out how to talk after a dreadful loss.
Take that right there and listen to those 10 minutes. That's just be honest with the people.
I know the sky is falling yep. and fans are
right.
reeling.
Okay, exactly.
That's all you got to say is acknowledge what you've done.
You know what it is? Doug knows the city.
Doug's
those guys still
spot.
Have no idea about their city.
Can't connect with the city in any way, shape, or form.
Eddie's up from South Philly. Hi, Eddie.
Yo, Ange, what's going on?
Eddie, do you want to call out Doug Peterson's boss, Howie Roseman?
I really wish I got on before him because I really wanted you to ask the question, what the heck they saw in Whiteside to draft him? Seriously.
Let me tell you something. The numbers on young right wide receivers, I keep bringing this up to Angelo,
yep.
but just look at Minnesota,
yep.
okay? Stephon Diggs was the 4th-round pick. Adam Thielen was an undrafted free agent.
Yep.
Alabassi Johnson was a 7th-round pick. That's just the team you face. These were guys who were drafted number one. The kid on Washington, McLaurin, is having a phenomenal year.
He's really good.
This guy, he has 2 catches for 14 yards in 6 games. He has given you nothing.
No, here's the thing, Eddie. That's not – Doug didn't draft him. Howie did.
I know that. What I'm trying to say is what we're witnessing is the result of bad
Correct.
Drafting. Okay?
Yes. Right.
That's what we're witnessing, okay? You got DK Metcalf in Seattle.
You're right.
I don't care to watch it. Both taken after Whiteside. Whiteside can't even get on the field.
Nope.
You're right. You're 100% right. I'm
going to
tell you something else, Eddie. I'm not that thrilled with Barnett these days. I thought Barnett was going to be great. He's not doing a damn thing.
Barnett makes some plays and makes some boneheaded plays, but at least he plays.
I don't know. Eddie
Dillard,
still too young to tell. These are our top picks. I got to get more out of them than that.
The sad part is their run defense is the best in the NFL. It's a shame. If they could stop somebody in the air, their defense would be the
all-time. But wait a minute. You know what? I think that's their run defense is so good because no one needs to run against them. Just throw. Those guys are wide open. Eddie, did you ever see receivers more open than this year?
It's ridiculous. Rasul Douglas is not a quarterback. He's a safety. He's too slow to be a corner.
You're right.
I mean, come on.
100%.
Eddie, I'll tell you this. You know your football, my brother. You're very good. Thank you, Eddie. Eddie knows his stuff, Al. And here's another guy with an interesting take on what went down. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
What did you want to say about Carson Wentz, John?
Lose those pink sneakers. Either he loses them or everybody wears them.
Yeah, I know what you're saying on that. Do you think they would have blamed for what happened?
I think they cost them a second or two on every game.
Yeah. Al, I think the pink shoes are what really do it. I believe he's doing that to support
a charity. All the quarterbacks wear different colors.
They have everybody support.
They all wear different colored
but what
sneakers.
You're stating
all the quarterbacks
is,
wear different
No, I know they do,
shoes.
But he's saying it's not working
this
well
is stupid.
For Wentz.
This is stupid.
Thank
That's
you,
a stupid call.
Yeah,
it's
stupid. It's dumb.
It's basic hunting technique.
Why don't just
all right, John. I'm going to let that ride, John. And Al, I was hoping.
You had Al about to get really mad.
No, I know
he
did. I didn't want to do it. I felt it was bad. Something about the color pink.
The guy calls
once every 3 days.
He
that says the quarterbacks have a different color. You can find them easier. It's like hunting. It's like not having camouflage.
Mm-hmm. Basic hunting technique, Al.
But generally, that's a stupid call. When we come back, Al, a really, really sad story about how Ava Graham lost $250.
What?
Because of a fake field goal. This is a story. She's so crestfallen. she doesn't make that much.
People
are
going
WIP.
Crazy. People are going crazy.
Now, Ava Graham, this is a bad story about the gambling world of today.
It was awful.
888-729-9494, #9494. Your AT&T Verizon cell phone. If you missed the top of the hour, the boycott is over. Philadelphia fan hero Howard Eskin returns to our show. That's right. Eskin comes back. WIP Sports Time 8:15.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.